Hello, listeners. Welcome to Sound and Silence, a podcast giving voice to the sound and somewhat silence in between. As always, I'm your host, Sean Penalver, and joining us today we have...
François Pointeau. That's it. You got it.
François, what is your experience with sound?
Well, that's a big question because, I did FM talk radio for 6 years, and I did a podcast for 3 years. So sound for me is talking voices, and that's my main experience with sound.
But just talking voices?
Not just talking voices, obviously. Obviously music is part of it, but I'm one of those guys who doesn't really know anything about music, but I trust other people know more than I do. So I put my favorite radio stations on, like KPFT and KUTX and those stations, and I know that they'll take care of me.
Yeah. What is your experience with music?
Oh my gosh. I thought I wanted to be some kind of a musician, but I have no, or it's not that I don't have much of a beat, it's that I have my own personal beat. So, you know, in high school I played French horn.
Oh, legit. Yeah. That's a beautiful instrument.
It is. But the only reason I played French horn is because my family moved to Texas when I was like 11 years old and I didn't speak a word of English. So, of course, West Texas, the band guy said, oh, well, you're playing French horn since you're French.
Since you're French. Wow. Oh, man. That's so funny, but also just like, you could have ended up with anything. But just because you're French, you got to play French horn.
I wanted to play drums and he tried me on the drum set, but again, I have my own personal rhythm that doesn't match anything else.
Man, so. That's such a shame. That's kind of like going to like an art class and them being like, oh, you can't draw a perfect circle, so you're out. It's like, but my circle is unique, and that's what makes you your own artist. Ah, man, I wish you were like stuck with drums or something.
But it was probably a good choice because, again, you know how you beat your feet to keep the beat in the bend? I was first chair in high school, and when my bandmates wanted to totally fuck me over, they would like start doing weird shit with their feet and would totally throw me off.
You'd follow their metronome.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw this video about like synchronicity about where they took like 30 metronomes and they put them on this like kind of table that like can move back and forth.
Oh my god.
And then they set all the metronomes at different patterns. It's on this like moving table, they eventually all synchronize. Like,
oh, that's
they
amazing.
All, like, yeah, like over like, I think it's like 3 minutes or so, eventually they're all just like click, 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 click. And it's just like, of what you're talking about, the tapping toes and stuff. It's like, yeah. you can't help but kind of mix into the harmonize, you know, or yeah. Resonate at least.
Yeah, you're trying to join, you know, it's like the crowd effect. You know, things that you would do in the crowd, you would never do by yourself. But crowd is doing it, you follow the crowd. I mean, hopefully you're able to pull yourself away if they're doing something really stupid.
Yeah.
But it's the same concept. We all want to match, yeah. I guess.
In some ways. So what does sound mean to you?
Oh, my Lord. What does sound mean to me? I like clean sound. I don't understand. What do you mean? But give me some specific examples. What you would?
What makes it, I guess, special to you? To me, at least, sound is special to me because, universally, like cosmologically, the Earth is in such a specific atmosphere that sound is even able to exist. So, like, sound can exist in many places across space. And so for the fact that sound is here on this planet that we exist on, that is extremely significant.
And also in the context that we're used to sound. Because, you know, obviously you can go in the water and sound travels even further in the water than it does in the air.
It literally affects us. And not just, like, sounds that we can hear, but, like, literally the vibrations of... just cosmological waves, like gravitational waves are basically vibrations, you know, or through.
So I'm going to go back to what I was saying. I like clean sound and I like quiet and I don't like overburdening sounds and I don't like sounds that are forced upon me. And One thing that drives me absolutely bonkers is these new developments, you know, housing developments where they're mixing like outdoor malls and living areas, and they often have like music playing on the sidewalks. That drives me bonkers. I can't stand that. I don't want to hear your stupid music. I want to hear the sound of the people. I want to hear the sound of the birds. I want to hear the sounds of the commerce, but I don't want to hear forced sound.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, that they're basically just like taking away all your opportunity to exist in like the moment of just sound, and they're just being like, oh, we're, it's almost noise pollution.
Oh, it totally is completely noise pollution. I lived in Paris for 7 years, and one thing that Paris has, the population density, it's twice as much as New York City. So everybody lives on top of each other, right? So there's constant array of sound, of visuals, of everything, smells, all your senses are constantly bombarded.
Overloaded.
So much so that you don't even realize it anymore. And when you live in a city like Paris or New York, or I'm sure other cities are even more, you know, louder and more noisy than Paris, you know, and you go out of the city for the weekend, you know, you go out in the country and you realize how much sound there is.
I bet.
And so I lived in a place called Belleville, which is we're not going to go into it, but just about 20 minutes walking distance is the cemetery called Le Père Lachaise, which is the biggest cemetery in Paris. And I would go, it's where Jim Morrison's buried,
oh, wow.
By the way.
Okay.
And it's a huge park, and it's a beautiful place. I would go there because I knew that it was 20 minutes walking distance from my apartment, and if I went to the middle of the cemetery, I could finally not hear the cars and the buzzing of the city. I could hear crickets, and I could hear birds, and I could hear people whispering to graves and that kind of shit, but I didn't have to hear the constant buzz of cars.
And so this podcast is about giving voice to the sound and the somewhat silence in between.
Yeah.
And I say somewhat silence because silence is really, on the planet Earth, at least, it doesn't exist.
It does not.
And so, like, unless you were in a vacuum of sound, where sound literally could not exist, like, John Cage went into, like, one of those chambers where, like, the decibels are negative, you know? And he was hearing these, like, he was hearing his own blood pumping through his body. And so, like, even in true silence, when, like, silence is just, like, removed, you still hear yourself.
Yeah.
Which, that's insane.
Yeah.
So what does music mean to you?
Music is weird for me because, again, I've never been one to really spend money on music. I've never really gone to concerts or festivals or anything like that, like a lot of people do. But I love music. But again, I leave that up to other people to figure it out for me, if that makes sense. Now, there's definitely musicians and styles of music that I gravitate towards. But yeah, I've quite frankly, I like silence and I like quiet.
So, I hear you mean, so, it's very like,
and I like talking. So
yeah.
Because I've been into talk radio, and that's pretty much mostly what I listen to is other podcasts and talk radio.
And I would argue that talking is a form of music, because essentially, like, music doesn't have to have this like beat or rhythm or melody, you know. And it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
And when we're talking right now, this is basically a song. And if like someone were to put like drums or horns or a guitar over it, then you have a song right there, like. And so it's so special and significant, like what we're doing right now and just like talking.
And people's voices also is, you know, the musical instrument.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's just pick somebody who's really well known, Terry Gross, you know, from Fresh Air. And I've listened to her for years. And I love the rhythm of her voice, and I love the sound of her voice, and I love the way that she interviews people and how she interacts with people. And it blew me away to find out, the first time I found this out, is that she does her interviews remotely. She is in a studio by herself, totally alone with all of her notes, and she talks to people in another studio that is in another place.
Well, that's not easy to do, especially like quality.
Yeah, and she's an amazing interviewer.
Wow.
And like I've done interviews for years, and I really need to see the person in front of me, because the way that I base my questions and the way that I base my conversational style is based on what I'm getting back from the person. So it's not just what they're saying, but it's also...
You can see the actions and like the...
And their facial expressions, whether you're annoying them, whether all of a sudden they're like closing up or they're opening up to you. And you can see all these things. And that's very, you know, that's very important to me. And I was just blown away because I love her interviewing style and I love listening to her. And when I found out that she doesn't do in-person interviews, I'm like, whoa, wow, how does she do that?
You really have to work hard just by listening. Like, that's like super hardcore listening. Like,
yeah.
Wow, that's insane. What do you hear right now?
The buzzing my refrigerator.
Yeah.
It's really loud.
I think the third episode that I recorded. So this is the sixth, I think. I started this podcast like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things, like I was at another friend's apartment. Refrigerator buzzing. Like, it's just such a common noise in people's lives.
Yeah, and it's overbearing. It's like always there.
What if like that's like a psychological thing to like get you to come to your refrigerator? It's like, I'm here, you know, just you can't forget about me.
I'm very thankful for this apartment because it's so inexpensive and it's allowed me to not become homeless and to start my own business.
Yeah.
But, you know, the appliances are of the same quality.
Yeah, get what you pay for.
Exactly.
Make a sound.
Woo!
Make sounds. Make a sound that you believe only you could produce.
Is there such a sound?
I mean, that right there, technically. Okay. Your voice and talking. Make a cool sound.
Hey.
Make a not cool sound.
Man. I'm obviously not good at improvising.
Hey, no worries.
Whoa, chef. You know, can I curse? Fuck you! That's not a not cool sound. That's a not cool sound.
Sing a note. Sing a high-pitched note.
That was already high-pitched.
Yeah, I know, right?
That was
high-pitched again. sing a low-pitched note.
Obviously, I'm not a singer.
No, you just did. You proved that you are. Sing a number of notes.
Anything?
Yeah, just...
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si.
Improvise a lyricless song.
Oh no, come on.
It could be anything. It doesn't, there's no good. There's no bad.
No, this is bizarre. Okay. Making weird sound now. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you.
Perfect. Name something that makes a sound.
A duck.
Make that sound.
Quack. It's a French duck. French duck does quack.
What is a sound that you enjoy?
Water.
Oh, yeah.
I like the sound of falling water or running water. Matter of fact, that is one of the things, I haven't found a place yet close to here, but that's usually one of the places that I would gravitate towards.
Yeah.
Is to find a place with water that is running in some aspect or another. That calms me down.
Yeah, it also helps drown out like outside sounds. It's very meditative. And it's
very meditative.
What's the sound that bothers you?
Oh, you know, the same thing that bothers everybody else. I think it's the leaf blowers.
Oh my gosh, yes. Especially when it's like, you just washed your car, and you're at like a stoplight, and they're leaf blowing, and they just point it at your car, and they just blow everything at you. Ah, what did I do to deserve this? Drum on something. Can you beatbox?
What's that?
Like...
No, obviously I can't.
You just did! Imitate flatulence. That's a good one.
That's a bad one. That's a smelly one.
Yeah. You can't smell it right now if you're listening, but it's terrible. Make an animal call. Probably like a loon or something.
Yeah, there's some kind of bird, yeah. Some sort of flying thing.
Manipulate your voice.
Oh, well, sir. What, you mean just like making weird noises?
Yeah, just changing your voice to talk like you were just doing, like, well, sir.
Well, sir, what's up? I'm from Snyder, Texas.
Mimic someone without revealing who it is.
Oh, I'm not good at mimicking.
And it could be anyone, a celebrity, someone you know.
Holy cow. It could be anyone, somebody you know?
Yeah, anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
I see what you're doing.
That's so clever. I enjoy that. That was really good. Name an instrument.
French horn. I love the French horn, by the way.
That instrument.
I was... Whoop, 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 whoop. I played French horn for 6 years, and I first heard a professional French horn player play, and I realized that I would never be a French horn player.
But that was a really good impression.
Was it?
Whoop, whoop, whoop. You had like the muffledness.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so now we're going to sit in silence for 1 minute. What did you hear or experience?
Again, that refrigerator is really loud. And I was staring at your Zoom the whole time, wondering what it was recording. I was basically wondering if it... Obviously, it's catching the refrigerator, but what else? The lights are buzzing as well. Lights make a huge noise, we always forget. and I was trying to figure out what it was hearing, if it was hearing anything.
Yeah.
Recording anything.
I'm always curious about that, like what it picks up as well.
Yeah.
Because it might, you know, I might have to turn up the audio a bit, but it might be getting the refrigerator. I also heard your upstairs neighbor walking around. I heard your glass window kind of creak as it was settling or something. Something was happening, you know. It's just interesting how, again, like there's no real silence, like even when you like try.
Yeah, there's never silence. And so, in the end, it's a matter of choosing what kind of sounds are pleasant to you.
Yeah. And if you kind of like are annoyed by like all these sounds, then it's like even when you're in silence, you're just going to be annoyed, you know, until you can just be like, oh, I kind of, these don't bother me as much, you know.
Yeah. And I didn't hear the neighbors because I've blocked them out because they can be very loud. They have they're very nice people, but they have a young infant. And so sometimes they, you know, the infant and the dog are running through the apartment. And so I don't even hear that because I don't even I've cut that out of my
trained it out. What's your favorite onomatopoeia or a word
a word
that describes a sound?
I don't know, and that should be easy for me because I write, it shouldn't be easy, but I write poetry, and a lot of the times when I write poetry, is what I'm trying to achieve is not just the words that I'm using, but the sounds that they make.
Oh, interesting. It's being on the spot.
Yeah.
What it is.
And it's, yeah, but I don't have one in particular, but oftentimes when I'll write, oh, that's, you just hear the refrigerator, the engine just turned off. You know, I do a lot of repetition to create a rhythm, and every, the syllables, I like to make sure that there's correlation between the words. So sometimes it's not just what I'm saying, but it's the sound that the words make. But other than that, I can't really answer you. because I don't have a, it's like I don't have a favorite movie and I don't have a favorite song.
I get
song.
You. Yeah, I get you.
It's all about what's happening in the moment.
Yeah, I get you. Flexes. Clap. Snap. Whistle.
I can't whistle anymore. I've got broken teeth in my lips.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I used to be a really good whistler, and I busted my face on the pavement, and some pieces of teeth got stuck in my lips.
I didn't know that would affect that.
I can't whistle anymore.
Wow.
I really can't, and I used to whistle all the time.
That's insane. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all good.
Stomp.
I don't have any shoes on.
Is there a significant sound that you can remember from the past?
I live in the moment.
I understand completely. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Hum the first song that you can think of.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous, sonnez-le. And I forget what the... I'm sorry, I'm not giving you a very interesting interview.
No, this is what I want.
Okay.
It's not about being perfect, you know, it's about just being true and being pure. And you're giving 100% of that. You're
okay,
being
good.
Yourself. And that's all I ask. Can you remember the first song that stood out to you?
I can't remember because I'm not good at that, but the first cassette tape I bought was Tears for Fear.
Oh, really?
I was in junior high, and that was in, 1982.
Wow, which album?
I think their first album.
Wow. That's a later question, but we'll skip that, I guess. What is a sound that you think of a lot?
Like, consciously think of a sound?
Yeah.
I don't think I have a particular sound that I think about in particular any time. Sometimes I get songs stuck in my head,
yeah,
that I can't sing, but they're stuck in my head nonetheless. Like,
that's another question.
Yeah.
What sound do you think you hear the most?
The train that passes by my house like every 3 hours.
Really? More than your fridge?
I guess I probably hear the fridge, but I've assimilated the sound of the fridge.
Yeah. But that train is so unexpected, it's kind of like water torture. You never know when it's going to come, you know?
Right. Thank God it doesn't blow its horn every time it passes by.
Well, it's got a horn restriction?
I'm guessing it does, because, yeah, it doesn't ever blow its horn.
That's good, at least. Is there a jingle or song that gets stuck in your head a lot?
Yes, and I just blanked out on the name. I was trying to think about when you said that earlier. Europe, you know that band Europe, horrible band from the 80s?
Yeah. Final Countdown?
Yeah, I hate that fucking song.
So, like, the internet, you know, that's what brought me to that. Like, back in the days, like, that was such a meme thing, you know, it was, like, everywhere. And then, like, now it's such a nostalgic thing, but... Well, final, yeah. What is an album that you really enjoy?
So, there's a couple... A few, and this is old, but it's the recording of the Simon and Garfunkel 1981 Central Park concert.
Ooh.
Yeah, and my dad bought that album when we moved to America in 1981, and I have listened to that album thousands of times. It's been a while since I've listened to it from beginning to end, but now I'll put it on, you know, I'll put those songs on YouTube and listen to it.
Yeah.
I love Simon and Garfunkel, and that makes me really old, I understand, but whatever.
I get it. No, so, I definitely will have to check that out. That's a famous duo. Like, their music was wonderful. And you already said the first album you owned or bought. Are there any specific sounds that you would like to make?
not really. I can't, you know, like right now.
Oh, or in general.
No, like I said, a clean sound is important to me, but it doesn't. Context is everything. So, like, I'll eventually get back to recording podcasts. But one of my biggest issues that I didn't continue my podcast during the pandemic is because I couldn't interview people in person.
Yeah.
And so, and Zoom, not your machine, but Zoom, the audio.
Yeah, thing, like Skype.
Skype. The sound quality is absolutely horrible. Yeah. And so I did not want to have to record Zoom interviews because that would drive me nuts.
It changes the entire aesthetic.
Yeah. I in the 90s, I worked in film, and I worked at a small film school in Maine, and I shot this film. It was a video we shot in VHS at the time. I was so proud of this little film that I had made, this little movie. And the guy who was running the camera, we were running sound from the camera, totally fucked up the sound. Ugh. And the whole film, you could hear what the actors were saying, but it was like...
That sucks. And you get one shot.
You get one shot. It's over.
That's are there any sounds that you wish to say?
No.
What sound-related question... Oh, before I ask that... What sound-related question would you like to ask the next guest?
What sound-related question would I like to ask the next guest? Mm-hmm. Is enunciation important to you?
And our last guest asks you, what sound brings you joy?
This is going to be completely cliche, and I apologize, but the sound of nature. I've been working on a farm for a year now, but just being able to hear what's going on without having to hear city sounds. And I'm a city boy. Mm-hmm. I love the city. I lived in Paris. I've hung out in New York. I've lived in Portland, Maine. I live here in Houston, which is the fourth largest city in the United States. I lived in Austin for years. I love living in the city, but in the end, what I prefer the most is the sound of nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a time and place for everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe you'll enjoy city in 5 years, you know? It's like, I'm tired of nature. I want to go back to the city.
Fuck! Beautiful things. I want pollution.
Yeah, police sirens every day, every second. Well, Francois, thanks for being on. You got any plugs before we go?
Just that I started my own business, Smash and Squeeze. And
Where can they find that? Where can they come to you?
I'm in, and I say Humble, I always pronounce the H, but I know you're not supposed to pronounce the H, so it's in Humble, Texas. Every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., making lemonades and iced chai teas and all kinds of virgin cocktails.
And do you have a PayPal or a Cash App or anything people could?
No, I'd rather make them a drinks and then they pay me for a drink. Oh, but right. I'm on Instagram at Smash and Squeeze.
So, y'all follow Francois, Smash or Squeeze, or come to his business and get a drink. I'm drinking an iced chai latte right now, and it is. I can't stop drinking it. It's incredible. Well, Francois, thank you for being on.
Hey, thanks for coming over today and for doing this. This is fun.
Absolutely. Y'all take care.
Francois Pointeau. Woo! Is there such a sound? Hey! World! Surf! Do re mi fa sol la si. Whoa! Okay. Making weird sound now. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you. Quack. Oh, Wills.
Well, sir, what's up? I'm from Snyder, Texas. Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous, sonnez les lampes.
Okay. Making weird sound now. Is there such a sound? Quack.
Hey. Whirr. Sha.
Woo.
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 Lock.
Hey. Whirr. Sha.
Woo.
Lock.
Hey.
Do re mi fa sol la si. 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 Do re mi fa sol la si.
Well,
do re mi fa sol la si. I'm from the minor next. Do re mi fa sol la si.
Well, sir, what's up?
I'm from Snyder, Texas.